Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Pastor Steph.
Shine, you're on with the Due Time with Pastor Steph. How are you today? That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, where were you yesterday? Yesterday was Wow Wednesday. And we had a good old time over here with the ladies as we started our morning with our girlfriend Vivian's socially conscious segment. Well, Vivian reminded us that the cost of food around turkey time has definitely increased by 28% per pound. And yesterday I heard that, you know, the cost of the meal itself, they have anticipated to be 30% extra overall. So they're encouraging us to get a different cut of meat, check more circulars, get your rewards from the stores and more. And they also want you to remember that during this time, you know, different entities are collecting canned food, and they are distributing food to the, you know, to the homeless, to the less fortunate. So please, while you're trying to make your way to a nice Thanksgiving dinner, please remember to bless those who don't have at all. Well, that trick-or-treating comes back to haunt us. A little five-year-old boy had his candy laced with weed, and thank God, you know, he was able to be taken to the hospital and treated and, you know, let go, released. And, you know, they did say that the bag had a cannabis leaf on it. It was marked. Medicated Starburst gummies, and still, it slipped past mom and dad. So, you know, we talked about it yesterday, and we think this is a satanic ritual. Leave it alone. I don't care how innocent it looks. I don't care how much people say, you know, oh, it's just for kids. No, especially those of us who are Christians. We call ourselves Christians. We cannot participate in this holiday. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. We also talked about what we heard. Vivian told us about, you know, Mr. Justice Lindsay, who is the owner of a Chick-fil-A restaurant, and he has decided after he's opened up to lead with generosity. He's definitely made those paychecks more competitive. He treats his employees with that extra kindness. And yeah, you know, Vivian asked yesterday, he didn't even answer. We got to make sure we answer that question today. You know, would, you know, he implemented these working days a week at 13 to 14 hour shifts. So would you prefer that, or would you prefer to actually work the regular 9 to 5 Monday through Friday with the weekend off? So, you know, we're going to ask today while we have our due time crew on and make sure that we do what you asked yesterday. So sorry, Ben. So those are some of the things that, you know, Socially Conscious covered yesterday. Well, as I said, the ladies were in the house, and we talked about those early dating mistakes that women make. And, you know, we all know that, you know, pretty much every woman desires to be married. Pretty much every woman desires to have that right to defend, you know, and that beautiful home, and, you know, just that nice, strong husband, and, yeah, you know, that's a little girl, you know, desire, you know, from very young. And sometimes in our quest to, you know, get there, in that dating process, we make some mistakes. Well, some of the mistakes we talked about yesterday was, and this was one of my favorite, too little femininity. You know, our girl Shantice actually talked about her aggressiveness, and that's what men have complained about. You know, women have come so far these days, you know, where people have told them this is what they can't do. You know, they've had to fight their way through, and, you know, they end up a little more aggressive than, you know, they should be, especially for some men who are really looking to date a woman who is not passive, but just feminine. You know, someone who doesn't mind having the door open for her or the chair pulled out. You know, I've heard some women, you know, I don't need a man to pull out no chair. I don't need no man to open no door for me. I don't need no man to, you know, protect me. You know, just, so my question is, well, what do you want a man for? Now, we know he does a whole lot more than open up the door and pull your chair out. But, you know, if they're not sensitive or thoughtful enough, then we're complaining about that. So, you know, ladies, we got to make sure we pick our battles. But one of the ways we pick our battles is to help out. So you can't be just as aggressive as he is. Okay? All right. Well, one of the other things that we talked about yesterday was demanding too much. And when I saw that item on the list, and, you know, they gave, you know, some detail as to what they were talking about. They were talking about, you know, you want your dinner and drinks paid for. At the same time, you want to choose the spot where you go. At the same time, you know, you want him to help you do stuff. At the same time, you want him to do what you say. Listen, Linda, you can't have it all. You have got to slow down. Okay? Slow down. There's nothing wrong with having the things, you know, that, you know, you want done, but you cannot overload a man, because I got to tell you, when I read that list, you know, Pastor Steph always says, when you're talking to him, who does he hear? Does he hear you, or does he hear his mom? And when I looked at that list, I was like, oh, no, that's mama talking. That's mama talking. She expects you to, you know, do stuff the way she wants it to, you know, once it's done. She expects you to clean out the closet, clean out the garage. And when you finish with that, I'm expecting you to help me with the groceries. You know, listen, ladies, slow down. Slow down. It's nothing wrong with, you know, having demand. You know, the base thing in the relationship, the base thing that you want him to do. However, you cannot overload a person with anything. You can't. And, you know, I may have some women say, well, look at all the stuff we do, stop. You are definitely talking to the wrong individual because I'm not impressed. No. We are here to be their helpmate. And our helping has a little different twist on it than when a man does stuff. And I'm not saying that it's unequal, but I'm saying that everything has its place. And if you are assisting, that means you're not taking the lead. So if you're helping him, then help him. But you can't demand that he does everything. You know, I'm a daddy girl and daddy did everything for me. Well, I suggest you go back and get dad and let him put a ring on it. Okay? Because that is not gonna work. You want a nice man, you want a man who's gonna be right by you, then slow down. Stop stacking that list. As soon as you get one thing off the list, you're putting another thing on the list. No. Let's take our time. Let's slow it down. And let's make sure, you know, that we're doing what we're supposed to do at the rate we're supposed to do it. Okay? All righty now. Oh, we couldn't finish off a Wednesday morning without our wonderful Faith Over Fear segment with our pastor, Charlene Beard. And that's how we spent our Wednesday. That's how we spent our Wednesday. Stop. Forget. It. Therapeutic Thursday, yeah, the day we focus on our health, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, financial, whatever health there is to discuss. And most of the time we spend our Thursday laughing. Yeah. Well, y'all going to have to get real creative today because I've got some news, but I don't have a conversation, a topic. You know, I always come in with my topic. Now, we may not even stick to that, but at least I have it. So I'm going to need you all to kind of stimulate that conversation so much that I get me a conversation out of that. And knowing this new time crew with this level of news today, I ain't going to have much to worry about. I ain't going to have much to worry about at all. So, go get that healthy breakfast. And make sure you tell somebody that it's the time with Pastor Steph is on. And, hey, make sure you go nowhere because we'll be right back.
This cough just won't go away. Why am I so out of breath from doing simple chores?
These are symptoms of a serious chronic lung disease called COPD. If you're a smoker or ex-smoker over the age of 40 and experiencing symptoms, see your doctor and ask for a simple lung test called spirometry. The good news is the earlier you get treatment, the more you can do to improve it. Don't ignore the signs. To learn more, visit bc.lung.ca.
good morning, good morning, and good morning again. Welcome back to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. And today is Therapeutic Thursday. Yep. Today we focus on our health, whether it's mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, financial. We normally do the funny side of health on Thursday after we get finished talking about all that good stuff. And I'm grateful because God has ushered us into this side of the month. Yeah, you hear me? The month, the week. Yeah, it's already the 10th of the month, y'all. This is just amazing. This is flying by. Big time. So, let's get our party on. And I told you yesterday that we wouldn't have to worry about how we were going to make it through yesterday. Yesterday was fantastic over here on the street car. As always, I look forward to it. So, you know, let's give God thanks. Let's give God thanks for all that he has done for us. And let's get to talking. Well, today, you know, we always have to start off with our health. So we're talking about, let's see. We're talking about blood pressure medication, we call. Now, I've passed this a few times, but a listener sent this in. So I was like, okay, I got to make sure I say it now. Well, two types of blood pressure medication has been recalled and taken off the list: quinapril and hydrochlorothiazide. Okay, and they are being recalled because they contain too high levels of nitrosamine. Now, they say these compounds are commonly found in water and food, including your meal, your meat, dairy products, and vegetables in lower levels, but may increase the risk of cancer if people are exposed to them in, you know, excess levels. So if you already have them in meat, dairy, vegetables, you're eating that stuff every day. Now you're adding in the quinapril and the hydrochlorothiazide tablet, and now that's sending your, you know, your nitrosamine into overload. So we want to definitely eliminate the risk of cancer. And they said that this has been a voluntary recall on their own. And, you know, they say that the two lots, there are only two lots that's being recalled. They have the date, the expiration date, through January 2023. And they have, the tablets are pink colored and round with D on one side and 19 on the other. Okay, again, if you have a pink pill for high blood pressure, and it has a D on one side and a 19 on the other, you definitely, and you're taking quinapril or hydrochlorothiazide, let's make sure we get rid of that bad boy. Okay? All right. What else are we talking about? Okay, well, excuse me. But those of us who love our deli meat, well, they say one person is dead and others are sick from an outbreak of food poisoning that's tied to deli meat and cheese. And they are kind of spread out as far as distribution. They say most people are just hospitalized. There was a loss of pregnancy included in that. And they say many of those people reported eating meat or cheese from deli counters where Listeria was live and detected on in open packages of the sliced meat and cheese. They say the bacteria was found at two Metcourt Market locations in New York, but they said the health officials say that they have not only been found in this, that Listeria has not only been found in Metcourt Supermarket, because some of the people who were sick didn't even eat from there. So they say that people were sick in New York, Maryland, Massachusetts, Illinois, New Jersey, and California, and the death was in Maryland. They say that 11 of those who were ill, they were of Eastern European background, or they spoke Russian. And I guess they're bringing this out because, you know, certain things don't affect everybody. So they're looking at the commonality of the, ethnicity. And they're kind of trying to find some connection. They say that if you have Listeria, that germ, that it is noticed by fever, muscle aches, nausea, and diarrhea. Okay? They say that Listeria is especially dangerous for elderly pregnant women and those with a compromised immune system. All right? So when you're eating that deli meat, now this is a double-edged sword because we have been told several times that the deli meat, because it's processed, it has the, it helps us to, it's aches and pains, arthritis, yes. Okay, because of the high levels of, what do you call that thing? I just said it. You see, I need the stuff from the brain help. But I say it's a double-edged sword because, you know, it's a quick thing to make a sandwich. You know, you're going to go in there, you're rushing, you know, but, you know, it's inflammatory food and it's high in sodium. We've also been told that it's very high in sodium. So, you know, if you're going to get it, try to get the low sodium. If you have high blood pressure, so it doesn't help to push up your, you know, your blood pressure. And try to stay away. And watch what you feel like after you finish eating your deli meat. All right? All right. Well, we're going to try to get these last few bits of items on this list. Let's see. What are we talking about? We were up to like 40-something on this list of things that you love to eat, but the ingredients that are hidden or the ingredients that's hidden in this food will make you never want to eat this again. And we took a real blow when we talked about the strawberry ice cream and the raspberry flavored lollipops that had the castoreum in it, but AKA Diva Butt. And I had someone text me the other day and say strawberry ice cream is one ice cream they, you know, that they eat. Well, you know what I was thinking about before we go any further? You know, I was telling Shanti the other day, I said, you know, some of these things are delicacies, you know, in other countries, in third world countries and stuff like that. And, you know, they don't have access to everything we have access to as far as food. And we don't have everything, excuse me, that they have access to as far as food. So that's why you'll find that, you know, in some cultures, they eat all this kind of stuff. And we're like, ew. And, you know, they're looking at our stuff and they're like, y'all eat chicken. So, surprisingly enough, Diva Butt may mean nothing to these other people. we're talking about it. But and don't forget, Castoreum Beaver Butt is also in vanilla ice cream. And, you know, we were serving ice cream, and people constantly, you know, Neapolitan ice cream, most people will eat up the vanilla and chocolate. So just because you don't eat strawberry don't mean you ain't eating that beaver butt. Okay, what else do we have on this list? All right. Are y'all ready? Shredded cheese is on this list. And they say various brands of shredded cheese. And the hidden ingredient is cellulose. Okay. They say, have you ever wondered why cheese you grate yourself ends up clumping while store-bought stuff doesn't? Yes, my sister and I were talking about cheese, and she grates her cheese where I will sort of buy cheese that's grated already. And I'm like, when you grate the cheese, it gets all clumpy. But the other cheese, yeah, I thought about that. Well, it's what they say. Cellulose is essentially wood pulp, a.k.a. sawdust. They say it's added to the cheese to stop it from sticking and becoming hard. It's safe to consume, but it's still a little weird. When we think about we're eating wood chips. Oh, my gosh. All right, y'all. Whoa. Wine is on this list. Now, I'm not surprised wine is on this list. That's not why it gets my whoa, but it gets my whoa, because the brand is various wine. And, you know, some Christians go, I got me a glass of wine. Okay. Egg whites. Oh, that's why I said, oh, egg whites are in wine. Yuck. Oh, my gosh. I keep telling y'all they're going to kill me yet. Thank God I don't drink wine, because there's nowhere in the world I'm looking at a glass of white wine or red wine, and I'm thinking I got to ask if it has egg in it. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I'm done. They say egg whites clarify the wine, giving it a nice crystal clear appearance. So you need to be asking if eggs are in your wine. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm blown away right now, y'all. Blown away. All right. Next, fat-free milk. All righty. So they say various brands of fat-free milk, that hidden ingredient is powdered milk. They say that a lot of businesses use powdered milk in their fat-free milk to help bulk it out and seem less watery. They say what's even worse is no one is actually legally required to tell you that this is in the milk, because it's technically still the same main ingredient. Wow. So here you are thinking you're getting fat-free milk. It's fat-free, all right. Mm-mm-mm. All right. Next, citrus-flavored sodas. So they're talking about like a Mountain Dew-type soda. And they say that hidden ingredient is yellow number 5. Okay. Well, they say rumors started circulating that yellow 5 could actually shrink testicles and lower sperm count. That's not funny, y'all. I'm just going to chuckle here. Well, they said that was false. But they say that yellow number 5 is still not good. Okay. Still not good. Well, margarine is next on this list. Various brands of margarine. They say that margarine is one molecule away from being plastic. Yeah, you know, you've heard for years they say butter is better than margarine. Yeah, they say margarine was first invented as turkey food. Okay, but they're saying that they have claimed that margarine is a man-made substance, and it is just, again, one molecule away from being plastic, and they say you may want to switch to butter. Okay. Ooh, uh-oh. Cheese in a can is on this list. And they're saying Kraft, as well as other brands. Now, let me tell you with cheese in a can. You know the one that you squeeze out on your crackers? Yeah, and I love it. Oh, my gosh. So they're saying that these cans are pumped full of weird ingredients, including whey, kernel milk. We talked about that. That was on this list. They say it's cheaper than actual cheese and presumably does better in a can. So that's why a lot of brands use this. They say the bonus ingredient is sodium phosphate, which is typically used to relieve constipation. So that's what you use. Oh, my goodness. Next on this list, sausages. Now, Vivian, our girl Vivian, from our Wednesday morning wow stories, she hooked me up on this one, and I was too through. And there's various brands of sausages. Well, do you know that your turkey sausages, your beef sausages have pork skin around it? Yes, the casing is pork, okay? And I guess it holds better. Mariah says, seriously? It holds better than the turkey or the beef skin. And they say that it's also made of cellulose. We just definitely talking about cellulose. And just look on your ingredients, because I had never looked at the ingredients. You tell me I'm eating beef sausages, I'm assuming I'm eating beef sausages. I'm not thinking it's wrapped up in no pork. Oh, all right. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, we're finishing this list today. I don't care how long this list is. This is Thursday. We need to know what we eat. We've been on this list for over a week, y'all. That's how many things are on this list. All right, next, we got rice. Rice. And they say various brands of rice, that's hidden ingredient. Y'all ready? Arsenic. Oh my gosh. They say rice has a habit of absorbing arsenic from its environment. And that means that we could be possibly eating it. They say it's no one's fault. And it's not enough to harm you, but it's there. They say brown rice usually has more of the toxin, oh my goodness, than other variations do, though it also has more nutrients and health benefits too, because that was on this list earlier. They were saying that rice had something in it that we shouldn't be, that's why we shouldn't be eating it. But they advise you to eat brown rice, but brown rice has toxin in it. Oh, gosh. Powdered soup, instant powdered soup and they're talking about Campbell's instant powder soup. You know the powder soup that come in the packet? Yeah, that's what they're talking about. Well, they buy Campbell's and others. The hidden ingredient is sand. Oh, my Lord. We might as well just eat a something. I think Tamika said yesterday she was going to eat an ice sandwich. Well, well, is the water even clean enough for us to eat the ice sandwich? Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, those packets of soup, sand is often thrown into the mix to stop it from clumping. It's not a huge amount, they say, but it's still enough for the FDA to approve it. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes, there's sand in our soup. And they say this could be another reason to cook fresh every day. Well, I say, yeah, there goes my package. I never eat that, no way. But, yeah, you never know. All right, y'all. No, we got to finish this list. Next thing on the list, salad dressing. Various brands of salad dressing. What is the hidden ingredient? Paint chemicals. Oh, my Lord. Just kill me. They say some salad dressings actually have titanium dioxide, which is actually a chemical found in paint and sunscreen to give them a whiter sheen. Oh, Lord. Now she's overloads on her, what do you call that thing? Blue cheese, that's white. Ranch is white. So we've heard that the ranch before has plastic in it. Oh, they say that's not the only secret lurking beneath the appealing exterior. Propylene glycol can also be found in it. They said we haven't heard of it before because it's antifreeze. Oh, Lord. I'm just speechless. Well, they use that propylene glycol because it's a thickening agent. Oh, my gosh. Next, microwave popcorn. Well, Anika, our girl Anika, hooked us up on this one. Various brands of microwave popcorn that get an ingredient, non-stick chemicals. There's the problem, and we talked about this before on It's Due Time. The inside of the popcorn bag is usually coated with non-stick to stop the kernels from getting attached to the bag. Okay, yes, we know that it works great, but they say non-stick coatings have been connected to health problems for decades. And we go for straight. We take the kernels. So please, if somebody has to tell me one day that kernels are, y'all might just really kill me. So they say, please stay away from the microwave popcorn. It will lead, you know, eventually a lot of times it leads to a serious illness. So, oh, Lord have mercy. They say while you're at it, ditch the non-stick pans too. Well, I guess that makes sense because when it's heated, it should, oh, goodness gracious. What are we digesting every day? Give your life to the Lord. Give your life to the Lord. All right. Well, for those of us who think that eating caviar is the way to go because you look rich, they say that various brands of caviar have borax in it. Now, I don't know about you. I've never eaten caviar, but I don't want to eat anything with something like borax in it because it just sounds like something you clean with. So they say that caviar, FDA has banned caviar from being sold in America in a lot of different brands from being sold in America. And they say the borax helps preserve the fish eggs. And like I said, they don't say what borax is, but I guarantee you, borax doesn't sound like something you should be eating. Donuts. Various brands of donuts. Oh, that's why I remember that name. Thank you. There's my behind the scenes people. Borax is used to kill roaches. So that's what you're eating when you eat caviar. Donuts, various brands of donuts. Carnauba wax. Thank you for that, Borax, information. Carnauba wax, Carnauba. Oh, they say that regardless of the donut, they say, have you ever wondered how donuts get their lovely, glossy finish? They say, excuse me, it's Carnauba wax. It sounds harmless, but they use Carnauba wax in shoe polish, cosmetics, and even floor cleaner. So you may want to lay off the glazed donuts. Cake! Now, we have been going buck wild over the cakes from BJ's. They say various cakes have human hair in it. Well, they say a lot of cakes have a compound called L-cysteine in them. And this is something that derives from human hair or duck feathers. And they say, of course, it sounds disgusting, but it's supposedly used to add flavor to your cake. And why? That's, I have learned to make cake by scratch. Ain't no human hair in that. So I think I'm going to go there. And to measure this made of chocolate cake last night. Chicken nuggets. Oh, hold it. McDonald's and other brands of chicken nuggets. They say the hidden component is TBHQ, and it has that component in it. They say that it comes from an oil that is an antioxidant, but if it's eaten in large doses, why is it on this list? I'm trying to see this. It's not making a whole lot of sense. Oh, okay. They're saying that it's an antioxidant, the oil, but it's not a good antioxidant. Okay? You want to stay away from the nuggets in McDonald's or make it a very rare occasion. Next on this list is cereal. Various brands of cereal have what? BHT in it. And they are saying that this BHT, General Mills, opted to remove an antioxidant ingredient, BHT, because it's a synthetic substance. And you don't want to eat that. Okay. Oh, kill me already. Oregano. I love oregano. Well, oregano, various brands of oregano have aphids and spider mites. Y'all have to see me over here physically. I am like dying I'm just dying here. It's like, what is safe after all? Oregano. We can't even season our food. Okay. So they say fresh, even this is the fresh one, there talking about. So we don't even know what we're eating when we eat the dried oregano. Oh my goodness. They say, well, you need to wash it and wash it and wash your oregano again. They say that those little guys can't get enough of the green stuff. So it's in your leaves, and it's still probably lingering in your leaves when you chop them up. So check on your oregano, spider mites. Cinnamon. Oh my God. I think I want to stop leaving y'all. Cinnamon. They have, it's like everything I've adapted to using recently is on this list. They say cinnamon, various brands of cinnamon, has animal feces in it. And they say the FDA understands that it's there. A tiny amount of excrement is okay by their standards. So that's what we're putting when we use this spice. Peanut butter is on this list. Peanut butter by Jif and other brands. Secret ingredient, rodent hair. Oh, Lord. So they say the FDA has mandated, well, they have allowed this to go on, and they're saying that one rodent hair per 100 grams is the limit, according to FDA. Well, I don't even want 100 grams of rodent hair. Oh, my gosh. How are they even getting in to the peanut butter? They don't even say. Oh, my God, just kill me, y'all. The pasta stuff ain't going to be on tomorrow. Okay? I just want you to know this. Because canned pineapple is on this list. Okay. Well, here's the good part. That the ingredient is more sugar, more calories, and mold is what we have to be concerned with. They're saying that raw pineapple is great, but canned pineapple is higher in calories, higher in sugar. We know that's not good for you. And they're saying that you can't beat the raw kind when it comes to nutrition, but the high sugar and calorie count is great. And they're saying that the cans contain up to 20% of mold. Oh my Lord. Shrimp is next on this list. Well, we know that shrimp, that's not a part of God's dietary plan. It has been deemed unclean by the Lord. So I don't care what you do with it. God has already said it's unclean. And hey, don't be caught. No. God said don't call anything I make unclean. Yes, it is unclean, but it is not meant for us to consume. Two different issues. Yes, I'm going into my preaching mode because it's already 10 minutes to 8. We still talking about food we can't be eating. So I'm going to throw that little caveat in there. They're saying certain brands of shrimp include, are you ready for this one? Cockroaches, pesticides, chemicals, and feces. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. They say that the shrimp they've been sprayed with harsh pesticides, banned chemicals, and have even had cockroaches found in them. And this is what you're eating. And it sure ain't on the ingredient list. Dates, excuse me, is the next thing on this list. And fruit flies, various dates. Now, I don't eat dates unless they slip it into my trail mix. I don't eat dates, but fruit flies are in your dates. And they're saying that, Many people really love dates and eat them in place of candy, but you wouldn't if you knew that 10 insects and 35 fruit fly eggs per ounce are totally okay with the FDA. Goodness gracious. Now, we're talking about our regular, you know, this is fruit, okay? They're saying that, unfortunately, raisins and other fruits are getting the same thing. So, lemon, various lemon, a secret ingredient, feces. Oh, my Lord. Oh. They say lemons have a very high content of feces, supposedly the highest content out of all the foods in your restaurant kitchens. That's why I don't put no lemon in my water. Because y'all ain't cleaning them skins right. And, oh, gosh. They say the shiny exterior has the feces lurking in it. Oh, my goodness. All right, y'all. Frozen broccoli is the next thing on this list. And it has those aphids, thrips, and mites in them. And ain't nobody thinking that. No, y'all know broccoli. Have they said that broccoli is allowed to have 60 aphids, thrips, or mites per 100 grams by the FDA? And it's already hard enough to get your kids to eat the broccoli, but make sure they don't find out that it's got mites in it. Wheat bread is on this list. Nature's Own, Sara Lee, Pepperidge Farm, and Martin's. We eat Nature's Own. We eat Sara Lee. Oh, the secret ingredient is high glycemic index. And they say while it does have its benefits, wheat bread has a glycemic index of 69. And this can cause extreme blood sugar elevation. Excuse me. Which will result in a high insulin response. So here we are thinking, they tell us the same way, excuse me, as diabetics, they tell us to stay away from white bread, but wheat bread don't seem to be doing us much better anyway. Oh, I talked about the trail mix. Archer Farm, Nature's Garden, Market Pantry, Planters, Kirkland, and many more. The secret ingredient is the hidden sugar. And, you know, that's pretty much because, you know, you got dried fruit in your trail mix, and that has the extra sugar. And they say, you know, especially if you buy the trail mix with the M&Ms and stuff in there, yeah. All right. Trix yogurt, that yogurt you buy for your child from General Mills, and the sugar is the secret ingredient. They say they have cut the some of the artificial flavors and high fructose corn syrup, but Trix has 14 grams of sugar in just one cup of yogurt. Okay. Speaking of which, fruit cocktail has that same culprit, Del Monte Gold. Today's Seasons and other brands have high fructose corn syrup in it. And, you know, they always tell us that that is incredibly high for diabetics. So stay away. Protein bars, Atkins, Cashew, Quest, and more. The secret ingredient, sugar alcohol, soy, and HFCS. That's what's in your protein bars. So you trying to combat one thing, they load you up with, what do you call that thing? They'll load you up with sugar. Okay? They say anything artificially bright orange, yellow dye number 5 and 6. So they're saying such Sunny D, cereals, popsicles, candy. They say the dyes used to create that orange color can be deadly. They say that those dyes contain contaminants known to cause cancer. And in Norway and Finland, yellow, you know, those yellow dyes 5 and 6 are banned. Okay. Green potatoes. Now, I ain't never bought no green potatoes, so I don't even know what they look like. I know sometimes it'll be a little green in your bag, but not that I didn't bought a bag of green potatoes. They say that have green, don't try to cook with them. Avoid using green potatoes in any recipe because solanine is known to cause neurological problems, headaches, and nausea. So that's what we're eating when we eat those green potatoes. Okay? They say make sure you stay away from that. Veggie omelets. Restaurant. Veggie omelets that's made in restaurants. They say high amounts of cooking oil is the culprit. And they say that those vegetable oils have unsaturated fat. And when it's heated, oxide. And they say oxidized. These fats are dangerous to body tissues, triggering inflammation that can lead to blood vessel plaques and can cause a heart attack. Okay? Gatorade. Stay away from the Gatorade. They say the dye and the sugar. Well, those same dyes we were talking about, yellows, the reds, the blues, yes, they have been found in Gatorade. And, they said that the red number 40 in Gatorade has been linked to symptoms of ADHD, including hyperactivity. Wow. All right. You know what? This is okay. That is our dosage of today. Oh my Lord, have mercy. We still got stuff. So tomorrow I'll be reading. I thought it was ending. Well, what else ain't on this list? Oh my goodness. Do you know I have read over 80 items over this past week? Remember, this started last week. So let's talk about some of our news. And here's what we're going to do since we spent an hour there. Well, like I said, no regrets because this is Thursday when we're talking about our health. So we definitely should know what we're eating. So let's talk about our first news story. What's a goodie? Because I had already told you that I wasn't really, you know, too crazy. All right, so you got this young lady, teenager in North Carolina, who was suspicious of a Lyft driver. She was in his car, and she said when she got in, it smelled like smoke. Like, you know, like somebody has been smoking a cigarette. And 17-year-old Isaiah Bowden said that after a while, he started spraying, and he continued to spray, and then he rolled up the window. And she said she got a vibe that things were not safe, and she said she also started feeling drugged and woozy and decided to not ask him to let her out. She jumped out of the car because she said she thought that he was trying to possibly, you know, poison her and maybe knock her out. And she didn't feel comfortable. And so they have suspended this man's account. And she said she ain't never taken an Uber or Lyft again. Well, you know, when you think about it, you know, could it have been he was trying to, you know, drug her? Possibly, but when you, on the flip side of it, you know, if he's got the window rolled up and he's spraying, wouldn't he feel woozy as well? So it could have just meant that, you know, she was kind of having an adverse reaction to whatever was being sprayed. But regardless, she did the right thing. You know, she got out. So, you know, take what she did for, you know, as a lesson. When you feel uncomfortable, get up out of there. Get up out of there. Well, well, well. I got a story for y'all. So, they say two families in Memphis are feuding after police said a woman set a home on fire after an argument. And I'm going to tell you what this argument was about in a minute, but I'm going to tell you what happened. They say that police have charged 60-year-old Charlene Beard with arson. And they say that the woman in the wheelchair said she and Charlene Beard got into an argument after All right. So the woman in the wheelchair said that she and Charlene got into an argument after Charlene bought her a hamburger. She says I'm corny. She said that Charlene Beard became angry after the woman paid her back but was short on her payment. So she said Charlene looked at the woman who was in a wheelchair and told her, have fun getting out the house, wench. Before walking out the house and slamming the door, they say Charlene Beard then went and grabbed a bag of woman's clothes and put them on a porch next to the house, catching the house on fire. And when her daughter went to the house argument and the house had burned, here's what she said. So we're gonna. Her actual name was Pamela Crawley West. So when her daughter showed up, she said they were all here getting high, and obviously my mother likes to steal. I'm not going to lie to you. She probably got one of them for their dope, and now they're mad at each other. She said that she knew her mother was not guilty of arson. She said, I have dealt with my mother for 32 years. I know how she gets down. She was not there for me by any means, but she's been there for my children. She's not going to harm a child. There were children in this house. If there were children in the house, my mama does not get down like that. She doesn't do it. Yes, she does drugs. Don't get me wrong. She drinks. She does her thing. She smokes crap. But when she does it, she goes off. You won't see her for a few days, said the daughter. Now, I don't know about y'all, but it sounds to me like the daughter is also, you know, smoking some crack. Or she's extremely, extremely, you know, on the other side of that fence. some trailer park, she sounds like. And they said the hamburger was $2.50. And I just, Chauncey said I'm corny, but I got a kick out of that story. I got a kick out of that story. So I'll let Pastor Charlene comment on that when we come back around to that story. Okay. Let's see what else we're talking about. Here's the other story I wanted to talk about. I didn't have any great stories today, so I'm relying on my deep time crew to respond and get us stimulated into some kind of conversation. So I know this one can definitely make for a good story. They say a Brooklyn woman is accused of fatally shooting her 28-year-old son in the head, dragged him bleeding down the stairs of their Crown Heights home, dumped him outside, cold-heartedly stepped over him to walk away as the cops arrived. So Christopher Jenkins called out like a child for his mother, even as he lay bleeding on the sidewalk from two gunshot wounds to the head in front of their home on Pacific Street near Utica Ave. "Mommy, mommy, mommy," Jenkins wailed as his mother dragged him out the building, according to a longtime friend who lived upstairs from the family. He kept telling him, "My mom shot me, my mom shot me." He ended up dying 12 days later on life support. They don't know what caused the argument. No one knows what the argument was about. And they said that the man from upstairs said that he was outside of the building and he heard the mother and son arguing inside before the gunshots rang out. He said everything got quiet after that. He said the door opened. He said, and I see her dragging the boy down the steps. She dragged him out of the house. And when he ran over to the young man, he said he grabbed his leg and he picked him up. And he kept saying, "My mom shot me in the head, my leg, my arm." He said that's all he kept saying. And he said it didn't even matter to her. She left him right there and kept it moving. And he said that it was really surprising because she was the nicest person. He said, "Oh, she would cuss you out." And, you know, every once in a while they would go through their stuff with her. But they said that, you know, every Sunday she cooked dinner for everybody, all the family, all the friends, and they had a nice bond. But they would have never imagined that this is what she would do. Her father spoke up and said, you know, "She's a nice person. I'm surprised. You know, stuff happens and I understand it. But I grew up in the Caribbean and things just don't go down like this, you know, over there in the Caribbean." And he said that, you know, they have taken a loss because they have not only just lost the grandson, but of course they lost the mother. You know, he lost his daughter to this, you know, this crime. She's now on Rikers being held on $1 million bail. And they said that she was, her Instagram post recently showed that she had completed a gun safety course in Florida, which authorized her to carry a concealed weapon. But she here in New York, so I don't know what that means. But she posted, "No more talking. I'm legal now." So let's chat. Let's chat with the Deep Time Crew. Chat with the Tom Crew and see what they have to say. Let's talk to our girl, Tamika. Good morning, Tamika.
Good morning. I am mad this morning. I'm not happy at all.
Oh, my goodness. And I don't have to wonder why. What on that list is like, I can't believe that I'm eating this stuff?
I'm going to eat a beaver butt sandwich, I guess. Let me take a side order of spider web, cobwebs and roaches. It's scary because my thing is you try your best to be as healthy as you possibly can. And even the stuff that you know, you say, okay, this is good for me. You tell me not to eat white bread, so I literally abolished it from my list of foods. So I'm eating wheat. Now that there's a problem with me eating wheat, I put oregano on everything. You want cereal here? Put some oregano in it. I mean, absolutely everything, you know. And, you know, I figured, you know, I'm going to make an omelet. You know, I love omelets. So when I go out, you know, I'm going to get a vegetarian omelet. I can't even. Pastor Steph, what can I? I'm scared. You know, I even trying to eat an ice sandwich, I'm thinking about it. You got bread, which I'm eating wheat bread, so that's a problem. Water, we had something back in the day where certain types of water wasn't good. Can you give me something that I can eat? Something that won't kill me?
Man, and to think, Tamika, this list ain't finished. I'm up to like number 80-something, and this list is not finished. That's the scary part.
I said to myself, oh, well, I don't eat that. I don't eat that. I don't eat that. I don't eat that. I don't eat, like, I only eat strawberry ice cream. I don't eat any of it. So, beaver butt. And I've been eating strawberry ice cream. I think, like, when I came out the womb, you know, instead of breast milk, I had ice cream. I don't care what nobody else
You know
what? But, you know, I'm just saying, I love strawberry ice cream. Now I get Pastor Steph, can you write it? Can you get a list of stuff that we can eat that won't kill us?
I'm going to have to do some research, girl, because I'm looking here and I'm like, okay, I need an opposite list. I agree. Something that we can eat. It is safe for us to eat because this thing here has wiped out so many things. It sounds like, you know, I'm even scared. I don't even want to say it because, like I said, I'm not even finished. And when you didn't hit my oregano, I'm the same way. Oregano has got to be a part of my seasoning. And I'm like, yo, what is this? So we really, you know, I say again, you know, we really got to be grateful to God. Because if we eating all this stuff and we ain't dead yet, you know, we ain't got some kind of diseases and all kinds of things. There's a lot to be grateful for. A lot to be grateful for.
And I also said, you know, for those that, you know, are celebrating Thanksgiving. Oh, my dear, oh, Thanksgiving.
You know, I guess I'm eating all the beaver butt and everything, girl. I'm just going to go down with this Thanksgiving Day meal. There I'm going down. I ain't lying. I'm going down because I'm going to use my oregano. So I'm sorry. We listen, here's my theory. I ain't died yet. I ain't dead. God been watching over me. You know, so whoever's coming over to Thanksgiving dinner, I don't know what to tell you. Now, I may not serve that strawberry ice cream, but I don't know. The Lord have mercy. I don't even know. But Thanksgiving dinner is still going to be Thanksgiving dinner. And I'm just going to pray over my food and say, Lord, you didn't watch over me all this time. You know what? How about this, Tamika? It should shift all of our Thanksgiving Day Thanksgiving prayers. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us thus far.
Yeah.
Well, we are definitely giving for how many Thanksgiving Day meals we didn't eat. That was toxic.
Well, we live.
I don't know. I ain't going to lie. You know, I'm blown away. There's certain things I'm really going to have to put down off this list. But I don't know. Because they were talking about fresh oregano. So I'm like, yo, fresh oregano? So I don't know what we going to do. But I'm having my Thanksgiving dinner. Shoot. It only comes around once a year. Listen, I'll live. That's all I'm saying. All right. Here we go. We have these two women who fight over the hamburger. Now, Shanti said I'm corny. Charlene Beard, she kept looking out the kitchen. Charlene Beard. The Hamburglar. You know, they're saying that they got to fighting over this hamburger. And she actually ended up setting the house on fire by putting a bag of clothes on the porch and setting the bag on fire. Is it that serious? Yo, really? I don't know. What say you?
People get into disagreements about a whole lot of stuff, as we can see. You know, we got that story about how the wife cooked the salmon and there wasn't enough left, so she left her husband a hot dog. You know, it's just over and over we have seen things, you know, just people not, respecting anyone's space. You know, you not giving me the respect that I feel that I deserve, you know, but, like, I get, you know, that there are disagreements, but taking it to a level that you took items, clothes, and set it outside, knowing the woman's going to have difficulty getting out because she's wheelchair bound. You know, I told you, you know, back in the day, you know, Pastor Charlene was a thug. But, you know, even with all of that, and we joke and we play around because we know she loves her burgers. But I just, you know, like, ending somebody's life over a burger. You know, we have seen situations where, you know, somebody took the beans and they get into an argument. We have got to get our dispositions, our mentality, our reactions, and our actions under control, you know, because not being able to be able to express yourself or get to the point where you're setting a house on fire because of a burger, that's way too much.
Yeah. Absolutely. We're going to give her a chance to defend herself. Thank you for joining us today. Let's say good morning to our Pastor Charlene. Good morning, Pastor Charlene.
Good morning. I'm mad.
I'm sorry, Pastor Charlene. We had to tell your story. Let's go back a little bit. On that list, what no longer eat from that list that we gave with all of those things that are in the in our foods, hidden ingredients, what's the biggest thing that hits you?
Well, what I thought of, well, all of them pretty much, but how come I'm mad at my mama? Why I kept getting beat when I was out there eating the mud pies and they only had worms in it, but you had all these seasonings and you killing me with it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. Can you imagine how many times we've ingested these things and we had no idea that this is what we were eating? Wow. Wow. All righty.
So that's why we gotta pray over our food. Yep. And if I got to go, it's my time. It's going to be my time because some of that I ain't trying to give away. And you say you still got more? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it said 50 plus. I thought that it was we're going to end at 50. And then I thought it was a little more. And I didn't even realize I was up to number 80-something. Yeah, and it's not done. I don't know if there's 2 more or 10 more. I don't have a clue. Because, again, you know, I don't always advance the list. I always go, you know, so y'all can get my authentic response. So, yeah, there's more on that list. There's more on that list, Pastor Charlene. All right. So you got this woman who has definitely, you know, gone overboard. For a $2.50 hamburger, she bought this woman a hamburger, and the woman didn't give her the entire amount of money that she owed her for the burger. So she set the bag of clothes on fire, which ended up setting the house on fire. You know, her instant intent, was to just keep them from getting out the house. Well, the whole house ended up being on fire. So is it worth it for $2.50 hamburger patties, y'all?
Don't judge me. Yes, it is, because it's my burger. Don't judge me.
Oh, my
you
God.
You don't understand. You don't understand. I get mad if I go to the store and they don't fix my food right. I want to flip over the tables and all of that in my former life. Let me just say that. But I do, listen, no, is it for truth? It's not worth it. But I do understand, you know, they high. You know, you taking my money. It's probably not the first time she tried to take my burger. You know, you in the wheelchair, so I already got something over you. I didn't push you out the house, you know, but fire, I thought about them burning that, not just the house, but the daughter said that she wouldn't do the kids, but you said that she was high too, right, the daughter?
The way she was talking, if they quoted her verbatim, Lord have mercy. I don't even want to see what she looked like. Goodness gracious, goodness gracious.
But what y'all not understanding is something. See, mine is a burger. Everybody has something, you know what I mean, that don't mess with this. This is mine, only mine. It has to be right. So whatever your thing is, just think of that in the place of my burger. That's just my thing. It's a burger for me. At, you know, far as food, it's a burger for me. So I needed to be corrected for you to be able to have, you know, my cheese right on it, all of that. I'd be having a fit if I don't. So I do understand, but it's not worth burning down the whole house. But when she got outside, I might have made her get up and walk, though.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, thank you, Pastor Charlotte, for joining us today.
We had a miracle today.
And I'm telling you. Wow. Let's say good morning to our Pastor Frazier. Good morning, Pastor KL.
God bless you, Pastor Steph. How are you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You know what? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Listen, what on that list is like, I can't eat that no more?
Well, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. There's nothing on that list that I can't or I won't eat anymore. We all die from something. You know, we all die from something. You know, whether it's the air we breathe, you know what I mean? I don't know. Listen, when I die, I'm going to die happy. Happy. So I might as well eat all that I want.
You sound like Pastor Charlotte. She too said, ain't many things, oh my goodness. Ain't many things I'm going to talk about. Stop eating off that list. Oh my goodness gracious. I'm part of my head says, well, listen, I've been praying. I'm going to have to just trust God.
That's right. You got to believe God. You got to listen. He's brought you this far. Okay.
He's right. That's
songwriter
right.
Said, we come this far by faith.
I'm thinking the same thing, Pastor KL. I'm like, oh, God, I'm eating the beaver butt. Well, I might as well keep on.
Listen.
Oh, my gosh.
May God be with you until we meet again.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. So, Pastor KL, we've got this woman who is so mad because somebody, you know, gypped her for her money when it came to, you know, her burger. You know, I bought the burger. It's $2.50. When I bring you the burger, I want my $2.50. And the woman didn't have that $2.50. So she got mad. and she set the house on fire. Mistakenly, she thought she was just setting the bag of clothes on fire to keep them from coming out. You know, she's in a wheelchair. She can't get out now. But, no, lo and behold, the whole house went into flames. Is it worth it?
Well, first of all, you have to smoke crack responsibly. You know, they wasn't smoking responsibly. So that's the first bad part. That's the disclosure I want to put out there. You know, you have to smoke, you know, responsibly. And when you don't smoke responsibly, these are the things that happen. You know, your mind get all twisted and all crazy. You know what I mean? And she went and burned down the whole house. She didn't think about burning the house. She just wanted to burn the clothes. You know, but one thing led to another. The clothes led to the house. And, you know, she couldn't put it out. You know, that was not her intent. So, I mean, she shouldn't go to jail for, like, attempted murder because that's not what she attempted to do. She just wanted to burn the clothes down. But, again, when you don't smoke responsibly, these things happen.
Absolutely. And I can only imagine what was in her head when she saw the whole house go up in smoke.
Right.
Boy, oh, boy,
She sobered up real quick.
Yep, I can only imagine. She was like, wait a minute. And like you said, she couldn't stop it. So now this has gone way too far and fast.
Right.
So,
Right.
Yeah, you know, this is something that we don't think about. And that's what I ask when I say, is it worth it? We know that $2.50 is not worth it. But at the end of the day, you know, without us thinking, you know, because her excuse was smoking crack and it was $2.50. Somebody else, you know, is different. You know, the whole thing is different. Oh, thank you for joining us today. Let's talk to Shanti and see what she got to say. Shanti, what's on this list? Good morning.
Everything.
Good morning. You going to stop eating everything on the list?
I'm eating air as of today. No, it might be Beaver butt in that. Wait, real quick, do you remember what you said about the peanut butter?
I can tell you in a minute. The peanut butter. It was Jif and others. I do remember that. And the peanut butter. Hold on. Oh, man.
This is just hot pot news.
Peanut butter, here we go. Peanut butter, rodent hair is in your peanut butter. And they say that the FDA says that 100 grams is the limit. Oh, Lord have mercy. And I was just about to ask sir to go get me 2 giant jars of peanut butter. Oh, I'm dying.
I was going to go outside and chase the mice and eat the rodent hair.
Why is rodent hair?
That's what I don't. I'm not grasping the concept.
I don't either.
I just started eating peanut butter. I'm 37. I just started eating peanut butter a year ago, and now I'm back to never eating it again. So thank you, FDA.
Oh my goodness gracious. Oh, all righty. So that's the one that hit you. Well, what about
pray.
This?
Just pray over your food. Pray over your food, Shanti. You can eat peanut butter.
See, y'all don't understand the mental turmoil that I'm in right now because I just finished licking a peanut butter spoon clean last night. So now I'm just envisioning me licking a rat tail.
This will just challenge. No, baby. This will just challenge your prayer life. Let's see if you got a good prayer life.
I do. And I was like, Jesus, are there enough prayers to cover the root of hair?
Oh, God. You know, it really makes you so grateful that you learned that someone taught you to say grace. Because we have no idea what we're really asking God to purify. You know, we say, oh, bless the hands that made it, make it, you know, purify it from our body.
We have to start praying for the
Lord,
FDA.
Have mercy.
We have to start praying for the FDA. And we have to send some free embroidery items over there. Like we're covered in the blood of the lamb.
No, but you really now, You understand now what you are asking the Lord to do. You didn't
mm-hmm.
understand before, but you understand now. All righty. So this hamburger that surprisingly has not shown up on this list, but that oregano in that hamburger, you know, that showed up on the list. You know, the woman burned down the house. Was it worth it?
Well, if she felt about her burger the way I feel about wings, then, you know, when you living in this world, it's worth it. But when you live in Jesus, you learn to share.
That's my baby.
You. But I remember, I will never forget, I was about 15, and someone took the skin from my chicken. I put it on the side last, and someone took the skin. I ain't talked to her for 2 weeks. So, I mean, it gets real. It gets real. People got to stop playing.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow. All
thank
right,
you
two top proof.
Thank you.
Well, two top proof never lets us down. Never lets us down. You know, we don't have a whole lot more conversation time left. But what I would like to ask each and every one of you, you know, we're talking about impulsively doing something. And again, you know, her excuse was, you know, I'm on crack and I wasn't thinking and blah, 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 blah. But what have we done impulsively that really could have been a mess? Really, really, really could have been a mess. And but God. Now, I'm going to ask each of you, please do not tell us any story you have already told us. Please, we want to hear something new today. Pretend like you were smoking crack. I don't care what you do. Tell us something new.
What a visual.
Tell us something new. No stories we've heard before. Get your thinking caps on because, you know, we've been dealing a lot with this impulsive behavior. And when I say that, I say nobody's thinking about tomorrow. Everybody's thinking about the right now. And this particular story is a prime example of us thinking about the right now. And like I said, you know, no, you may not have been on crack, but we've all done something spontaneously in anger or just not thinking. And like, wow, that could have really went horribly wrong. So I'm asking each and every one of you to share that with us. It doesn't have to be anything intimate, but if you want, you know, something to be real personal, it's on you. I see Brother Al has joined us. But we're going to start with Tamika. We're going to start with Tamika. We're going to give everybody a chance to think. That was your thinking moment. So now, Tamika, what you got for us, girl? What you got for us? You know, in my impulse,
I know
but this could have gone wrong. What happened? Tell us.
Other than something that I've said before, I promise you I can't think of anything else.
So you 51 years old and you can't tell us anything more than what you didn't tell us yesterday?
It wasn't yesterday, but
really?
I mean, this was my former life. I honestly can't think of anything.
This going to set us on a bad trend, but go ahead and tell us a story you didn't bend down already.
It was a male that I was dating, you know, a while back. And, you know, I had talked about, you know, my relationship with him. He was very obsessive, and he told a lot of lies. I mean, a whole lot of lies. And, you know, one day I was just sitting back, and I thought about all of the lies that you've given me. You know, and I set out to kill him. I had my agenda. I had a friend of mine that I was going to say, call him to make sure he's home. Because when I tell you, he's always home. You know, he doesn't really go out. You know, and I promise you, for 3 whole days, I like sat outside looking for him. You know, I wanted him to come outside to the corner store. I wanted to end his life. And I thank the Lord that for 3 days, even though I camped outside the apartment, I didn't see him, and I thank the Lord for that.
know where was I drinking, because I don't remember that story.
Me either.
Oh, I told it.
I didn't know you were on the hit list.
I just didn't put it in the whole entire degree, but yes, I set out to end his life.
Wow. I don't remember that story even in the vague version. Wow. Thank God he said no. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Thank God he said no. Because we wouldn't have you on with us. We wouldn't have you on.
Is brother Al listening? Is he listening? I'm just saying. Some things ain't jokes, and you know we don't know if we've been delivered from some things. So, brother Al, I need you to listen to this stuff. She said it so calmly, like it was nothing. Like I just waited, and he never showed up. It was just so calm. She wasn't mad or anything.
Oh my gosh. No, she just said that's why I was thrown, because I'm like, well, her delivery don't sound like it was anything urgent.
Yeah. I mean,
wait, Jesus called it off. Urgent anymore.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Well, I'm kind of glad.
You must be a Gemini. Is she a Gemini?
No, but. What does that have to do with anything?
That's a two-face. Gemini is two-face. Two-faces.
Oh, I guess
right,
I'm a Gemini.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, Shanti. Bone up. Wow.
Perfect. As soon as you started saying it, one came to mind for me. Oh, wait.
Wow.
I just lost. What was the question again? Say it again real quick. I haven't known.
There was when has there ever been a time when we acted impulsively?
Okay, so
thank God you intervened and you said no.
I'm gonna lose it. Okay, so one night after Sabbath after dark. Real quick, I'm painting the picture. Sabbath after dark, right? Service is over. Everybody in here, this house used to be lit after church, right? And my ex was outside having a snowball fight. And I kept telling him, stop throwing snowballs at the door. So whoever he was having a snowball fight with was standing by the door, I think. So all I heard is this big boom. So I go and open the door, and as soon as I open the door, the snowball hits me in the face, right? So I go upstairs, and I get, I think it was a blower bed or something. He had just bought a blower bed. I threw it outside. He wasn't showing no remorse. It was just like, oh, well, it hit you. Like, oh, well, okay. So I went and I got a knife, a butcher knife, so I can go slice his tires. Because I was mad. We'll go slice his tires. So I went outside to go do that, and the tires would not, I don't know what kind of tires he had. These tires would not pop. Like, I was stabbing them. I was just trying to slice it. Like, you, like, try to slice some chicken. We try to cut it in half. I was trying to do all that. It would not pop. So then he came up to me, and now he tried. Then he throws a snowball at my back. So now I'm really going to the other side of the car, and I'm trying to pop those tires. Nothing was popping. So then we started arguing, and I went to go swing on him, but the hand that I went to go try to punch him in the face with was the hand that had the knife. And Lord, it was only because Jesus was standing in between us that knife did not cut his nose off. Because when I tell y'all, my fist had just missed his face, like just missed his face, and it got ugly after that. But had Jesus not been in the middle of us, I'd probably been in jail, and he probably would have bled to death. Because it had gotten really bad. And real quick, I came up with that plan real quick from seeing Jesus. He deals with your psyche. Because real quick, it was like, oh, take his stuff outside, cut it up, and slice his tires. But nothing would slice. Nothing would slice. So Jesus stopped it.
And she prefaced the story with, Sabbath the dog.
But we didn't go over any of that.
Dog.
We didn't go
like
we didn't
over
any of that.
But after we talked to Jesus,
yes.
Then it was okay.
Oh, goodness gracious.
These folks are so calm. Wow. They're so calm with these stories. I'm scared.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's hear from Brother Al. Good morning, Brother Al.
Good morning. And may I say that the D-Town crew is absolutely insane. I will have no parts of your nonsense. And just wanted to let you know, yes, I did hear Lady Tamika, and I already have a tracking device planted in me, and my brother has the code. So if I come up missing anything, we know where I'm at.
Wow. Mm. We walking into this with eyes wide open. He just said that
open.
D-Town crew was not. He wasn't messing with us no more. But he gonna marry that girl. Lord have mercy. Go ahead, Brother Al, tell us the story.
Look, when she threatened to blow you up.
What happened? What'd you say?
I said I'm not messing with you, but I plan on marrying this girl. I said, wouldn't you if she threatened to blow you up?
Ooh, has she threatened to blow you up? Wow.
I plead the fifth because what I say can be harmful to my case.
Wow. Oh, my. Okay, you're leaving a lot to the imagination. All right, Brother Al. What's a new story you haven't shared already? Shantice and Tamika shared brand new stories. Join the club.
Okay. I was listening, and at first I was like, oh, I said a lot, and I had to think back. And I'm going to say, well, you know, what came to me, and which is a very serious matter for me, was going out drinking and partying. Like, I was on it. Every time you turn around, I was out somewhere drinking, partying, driving home, half drunk, you know, and God just was saving me every time, because there was a few times where I was got in the car to drive and woke up in front of my house and don't remember how I got home, you know.
Wow.
And I think what really, this really opened my eyes was one day I had went out and I partied and drinking with the friends, and I got home and I made it home and I was tore up. And I remember clearly I was in my bed asleep. And I got up to go get some water. I remember clear as day, I got up to go get some water. And I realized that the enemy was trying to kill me. And that opened my eyes because I went into where I keep my laundry detergent, and I had the liquid detergent. And I actually unscrewed the liquid detergent and held the gallon of detergent up to drink it. And I tell you, no lie, I felt God's hand go over my mouth. I could not get that bottle to my mouth to drink it. And I was
wow.
Like,
wow.
You know, like, you know, God has a purpose for you, and you out here acting a doggone fool. And that opened my eyes right then and there to say, okay, you know what? This had to stop. And I mean, I had both hands on this gallon of detergent, and I'm putting it up to my mouth, trying to drink it. And I felt God's hand over my mouth. It would not let that detergent thing get to my mouth to drink. And that opened my eyes and said, it stops now.
Wow. Woo! Amen, Brother Al. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Ooh, we got some stories today. I know y'all talking to somebody out there. Woo! Intentional and unintentional. Wow. Thank you, God. Thank you. You said no. Pastor, thank you for joining us today, Brother Al. Pastor Charlotte, what do you have for us that we haven't heard?
That's what I was trying to think, because I'm always revealing my life stories. But there's one I don't think that I shared of having a fight Facebook back in the day, and choking somebody.
No.
And in no? Okay, good. So choking, blacking out, and choke them so bad, you know, like their eyes is popping out and they can't breathe. And yeah. Oh, Lord, forgive me, Jesus. So at the time, not knowing Christ like I know him now, but with I had to snap back, you know, of what you're doing because I could really kill you. But at the time, I wasn't thinking of that. And so I thank God now for that because it could have went a whole nother way and I wouldn't be here of today because I would have been in for murder. But, you know, it's always to the limit of pushing somebody. And that's where, you know, I'm more boisterous now of saying, okay, I'm asking you to please just leave me alone and let me just deal with whatever the situation is and then let me come back and we'll talk later, you know. And that was something that I wouldn't do. I would just lash out, you know, and wouldn't give you that time just to, you know, just let me be for a minute and then we'll talk later. So that's the only thing that I, you know, that was the first thing that popped up in my brain, you know, of that. But I thank God because, it definitely could have been a whole nother situation. And because I couldn't let go, I just blanked out and I just couldn't let go.
Well, thank you for sharing, Pastor Sharlene. Yes, Lord God. What God? Oh my! Thank you for sharing your story and thanking God that He said no, because you know we wouldn't have to do Tom Crew here today. Wow! All right, Pastor KL. What incident are you going to share with us today?
So I'm just admit that I don't know these people. You know, like liars and killers and chokers. Oh, my. Oh, my. I just don't. You know, they say know them that labor amongst you, but I don't know these folks. You know, I mean, I'm so glad he knows your name. That's all I know is your name. But, okay, so I don't know why no one else feels uncomfortable like me. I don't know why, but okay. here's my story. When I first got to Alabama, you know, I've been in New York all my life, so I've heard about prejudice and racism, but it was never as prevalent as it is in the South. So I'm working. Everybody knows I work retail. I'm working in a store, and it's about 84-year-old man comes up to me and say, "Hey, boy. Wasn't your grandmother one of my niggas?"
Oh.
As in one of her slaves. Yeah. As in, yeah. Yeah, so you could imagine. Oh. You know, so the hell in me wanted to reach out and touch him. You know what I mean? But I knew that if I did that in the South, I would have been in jail for a very, very long time. Or I might not have went to jail. I'd have been on somebody's tree with my name on it hanging like a strange fruit. So I had to refrain from that, and I said, no, she wasn't one of your slaves, but my daddy did have sex with your daughter, so maybe we even, you know, and I just left it at that. So, that was my weekend.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, okay, so what was his response? What was his response?
Oh, I guess his grandson or whoever it was got him out the store quickly because he was getting irate. He was turning red and he was looking like he was on stroke mode. You know what I mean? So we knew he wasn't going to do any recitation in my store, so stop him today.
Wow, wow, wow. Well, thank God for Jesus yet again.
I think he went home and had a long talk with his daughter, though.
You know what? Oh, my gosh. Woo, D-Top crew, I thank you so much for your contribution into today's conversation. And I sure pray y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you, too, Pastor.
You as well. You as well. Thank you, you too.
All righty. Ooh, baby. Wow. You know, didn't I say it was always something to talk about over here? Always something to talk about on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Once you get to the, Due Time crew, let's get this benediction and let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Colossians 3:15 is our benediction for today. I ask for the Due Time crew to be transparent, bring us something that they have not shared before. We have people who are listening all the time. We're growing in number as far as our listens. And, one thing that God is definitely giving me understanding is, we're reaching new people and we're reaching deeper depth, D-E-P-T-H-S. These people don't have the same problems. You're not talking to people with the same problems. You're talking to people with larger problems, with deeper issues. We started off with the woman who, was smoking crack, and now, because of an impulsive move, over $2.50 worth of change, it doesn't matter. I didn't think it was going to end up there. And how often have we ended up in the same arena? What happened? I didn't think that was going to be me. I didn't think that was going to happen. And we have to make sure that we let people understand that no matter where you've been, no matter what moves you've made, God has a plan for your life. And sometimes if he doesn't stop you from doing the very things that you want to do, whether it's intentional or whether it's unintentional, most of our stories were things that were done intentionally that God literally stopped. And then, there's a story of something that wasn't intentional that God stopped. But he has a plan for your life. And when we act impulsively and we throw caution to the wind, we're thinking about that right now. Shanti said, I went outside and, my intent was to, slice a tire. My intent was to cut up, a bed or this or that. And like she said, had God not intervened, that whole plan would have been a plan she was standing up in front of the judge telling. All because she couldn't control her anger. Pastor Sharlin, because she could not control her anger. But look at where they are today. Tamika, who clearly could not control her anger. It's something that tells us that God has a plan for our life. And if he did not step in and say no, we would really be in trouble. And these are not things that you planned. These are not things that you had on your mind
you know, to actually do moments before, you know, other than the one who planned, you know, and plotted to kill. You know, these things were impulsive. And you can't turn back the hands of time. They wouldn't know about witnessing to 48 countries and, you know, 2,000 people, you know, could hear their voice in one day or whatever God has done with this particular broadcast. I'm not even talking about their own individual lives. I'm not talking about their individual ministries. And I'm sure if the other Due Time Crew members were on here, they'd have stories to tell as well. You know, and give God thanks. Give God thanks that he said no. The times that, you know, we pray, God, can I have this? God, can I have this? God, can I have this? Thank God he says no at times. Because if we were to have our way, ooh, my goodness. And there could be things that you could be asking for, quote, unquote, innocently. God, can I please have a dose so-and-so? God, can I please have a so-and-so? God, can I please have a so-and-so? And then something goes wrong with that so-and-so, that thing that you begged God for. How many times have you asked God for something and then he didn't do it? And then later on, you're like, oh, thank God he didn't listen to me. And that's what we're talking about here today. Let God take control of your life. I'm so worn out from seeing people just allow their nasty flesh and spirit to dictate them going down the rabbit hole. There is always a way it can be stopped. And I'm talking about those of us who call ourselves Christian. Again, you know, my grandma used to always say, why are y'all mad at, she said, y'all, but why are you mad at, you know, the sinful folk? They're doing exactly what they're supposed to do. They belong to Satan, and, you know, this is what they're doing. So you think about it. You think about that in the essence. You know, I can't look at the man at the corner and expect him to do something or expect him to think the way someone is supposed to think who has claimed to belong to Christ. How are we indicating that we belong to Christ when we're doing the same thing, when we're thinking the same way that the sinful people think? How do we convince people that we are on the Lord's side when our very behavior, speech, thought do not shift from someone on the outside of this walk? So we're going to have to think about these things. Like I said, I pointed out, Shanti said, this is post-Sabbath, which means she had been in service all day. Imagine how God said yes. You've been listening to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. As you go through your day, be sure to set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. They will only serve as a distraction. Remember, prayer changes things. It's Pastor Steph signing off, and I want to thank my Due Time crew for always being transparent and always touching lives through their openness. Thank you for hanging out with us today and helping us do what we do. Please do not miss this opportunity to give Christ your life right now or deepen that relationship with the Lord right now, because later is not promised to any of us. Until tomorrow, God spare our life. Where is Freestyle Friday? And we get to hear from the men. I love you.